Ever get that feeling like everything's an experience now? Well, buckle up, because today we're going deep with the guy who practically wrote the book on it. It's actually, make that 28 books.
Wow, 28.
Yeah, seriously. We're talking about Bruce Wade, calls himself an experiential innovator. And, you know, you sent in some really interesting stuff about him.
I'm excited to dig into this.
So our mission today is to, like, really unpack his whole deal. You know, his background, what he believes, and his take on this whole hospitality and innovation thing.
And what's cool is Bruce Wade, he's not just talking about hotels and restaurants, right? He sees this bigger picture, how creating the right experience, it applies to almost anything.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. And his bio is like, whoa, this guy's been everywhere, done everything. 40 plus years in the industry, speaking gigs all over the globe, worked across all these different sectors. That's not theory. That's like decades of real life experience.
Right. And you can tell just from looking at his background that he's not just seeing patterns across industries. He sees this power of experiences, you know, like the common thread.
Oh, I like the common thread.
Yeah.
So it's deeper than just like knowing how to run a hotel. It's about really getting how people connect with, well, everything around them.
Exactly. And that actually makes his whole experiential innovator label make so much more sense. It's not just about making something new. It's about making something people actually connect with.
It's like he's tapping into something primal.
Totally. And his background, especially that whole thing about being president of the Professional Speaking Association of Southern Africa, it tells you something crucial. This guy can communicate those ideas, like, in a way that really lands.
Which brings us to the good stuff. His 7 principles of sustainable innovation.
Ooh, yeah, let's get into those.
I don't know about you, but I've heard my fair share of, like, business buzzwords, right?
You and me both.
But something tells me these are more than just, like, catchy phrases.
They're like the DNA of his whole approach, and it's about creating change that lasts, not just a quick fix, but something that actually sticks.
Okay, so let's unpack a few. The first one is always do the right things right at the right time with the right people.
Okay.
And sounds so straightforward, but I bet there's a lot more to it. It reminds me of that saying, it's not just about what you do, it's about how you do it.
It's like planning a trip,
yeah.
Right? Choosing the right place at the right time, it can be the difference between a good vacation and one you never forget.
Oh, for sure.
And who you share that with, that matters just as much as the destination itself.
Totally. So it's not enough to just have a good idea. You have to have the right people, the right time, nail the execution. It's like this whole ecosystem.
Exactly. And that leads right into his next principle, which is all about the importance of your team. But not just any team. He talks about building the best team possible, using the best people you can find.
Being picky, but in a good way.
Right.
So it's being intentional about who you surround yourself with,
mm-hmm.
which, let's be real, that's good advice for life, not just work.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Colleagues, mentors, friends, even the people you choose to do business with, building that strong support system, it's huge for success, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, it's like you attract the energy you put out there, right?
100%. And speaking of being intentional, that actually connects really well with another one of Wade's principles, which is learn to both tell and live your full story.
Ooh, okay, that one's powerful. It's like he's saying, don't just go through the motions, really, like own your journey, you know?
Totally.
But also be able to share that story in a way that connects.
It's like, think about brands you love. They're not just selling a product, right? Mm-hmm. It's a feeling, an emotion, a whole story, and that's what makes them stick. So whether you're networking, building a brand, whatever, it's about crafting that narrative.
You're speaking my language. Okay, so we've got do the right things, build the best team, and tell your story. It's interesting. These aren't just like businessy things. They apply to, well, everything.
Exactly. And that actually brings us to the whole sustainable part of sustainable innovation, right? This isn't about getting lucky overnight. It's about building those habits, those practices that over time they create that real lasting change.
Which is a perfect transition to the 8 ancient wisdom habits.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about the innovation principles, but these habits, they feel more like well-rounded, you know?
Right. And what's fascinating is how they loop back to that idea of sustainable success.
Yeah.
It's a long game, purpose, balance, fulfillment. But let's actually dig into a couple of them. Let's start with Kigai.
Yes. Kigai. Okay, full disclosure, I had to look that one up.
See, it's a good one.
It sounds like next level deep.
It's about finding that thing, that work, where you're like, man, I can't believe I get paid to do this. That's Kigai. It's where your passion, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for, all of that, it intersects.
Wow. Okay, now I'm thinking about my career choices. I never thought about it like that. But it makes sense. When you're passionate about what you do, it doesn't feel like work, right?
Exactly. And that passion, it fuels that creativity, the innovation. But Kigai, it's not just about your job, you know? It can be any part of life where you're searching for that purpose.
So it's like finding your why, but for, well, everything.
Precisely. All right, let's switch gears a bit. Let's talk wabi-sabi. Remember who we were talking about, all that self-help stuff, how it's all about being perfect? Well, wabi-sabi, it's the opposite.
It embraces the imperfections, right?
Exactly. It's about finding the beauty in those imperfections, the impermanence, the simplicity.
Yeah.
Instead of chasing flawlessness, it's like, appreciate things as they are, flaws and all.
You know, I stayed at this bed and breakfast once. It wasn't fancy, but it had its charm. Furniture was a little worn, walls weren't exactly straight, but it was so welcoming. Total wabi-sabi.
Perfect example. And think about how that made you feel. Probably way more relaxed than some, like, perfectly decorated hotel.
For sure. It felt real. But how does wabi-sabi work in, like, a business setting, you know? Especially when everyone's trying to create these picture-perfect experiences.
It's a good question. Here's the thing. Wabi-sabi, it encourages authenticity. It's about creating experiences that are memorable because they're unique, not trying to be something they're not.
Like trying too hard kind of backfires, you know?
100%. And you know what? When you embrace those little imperfections, it can actually help you connect with your audience even more.
How so?
It shows you're being real, you're not afraid to be vulnerable. And honestly, in a world where everything feels so curated, so polished, that authenticity, it's refreshing.
That makes sense. Like those brands that try way too hard to be cool, they just come across as inauthentic. But when you can, like, laugh at yourself a bit, be okay with the quirks, that's when people really connect.
You got it. It's about letting go of that need to control every single thing and just allowing for those real human moments.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening. We've covered Wade's 7 principles, those 8 ancient wisdom habits, and it's clear his whole approach to this experience thing, it's way more than just like picking the right couch for your lobby.
Right.
It's about understanding what really resonates with people.
It's about connecting with a powerful why. And remember how we were talking about storytelling? That's a big part of it. It's not enough to just make something. You have to be able to share that story in a way that people feel.
He's found the secret sauce, whether it's for a brand or even just like living a more meaningful life.
And the best part, these principles, these habits, they're not just for CEOs or like big shot entrepreneurs. They're for everyone, you know? Anyone who wants to make things a little more meaningful, whether it's work, relationships, even just how you interact with people every day.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Bruce Wade, I want to leave you with this. How can you use his ideas? How can you weave those compelling stories into your work, your relationships, your everyday conversations? Think about your why, the things that light you up. How can you share those with the world in a way that feels real authentic, you know?
We're all storytellers, every one of us. And the experiences we create, they can connect us, inspire us, even leave a mark on the world.
Boom, mic drop.